Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host, Ashwin. On the 21st of November, a bright sunny Tuesday morning here in Sydney. How are you guys feeling? Lots happening across the world, and we'll dive right into it. Foreign ministers are discussing the Rohingyan Muslim crisis. Finally, some closure on that. For those of you who don't know, a lot of Rohingyan Muslims are being almost thrown out of Myanmar and being welcomed in Bangladesh. But now Bangladesh is like, I'm done. We have taken 600,000 Rohingya Muslims in our shelter. We need to find a solution to this. 7-Eleven becomes a bike sharing hub in Japan. Yes, the convenience store is actually housing bikes now. Donald Trump is bringing his feud up with North Korea back in the limelight. This time he's taking some serious moves. General Electric is firing half of its board. That's right, 9 of 18 members are almost going to be fired, which is a big move. And last piece on the news is from Bollywood land. Prasun Joshi discusses the Padmavati row and says that it's unfair to put all the pressure on the CBFC. First piece on the news is foreign ministers of China discuss the Rohingyan crisis. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will discuss a three-point solution to the Rohingya refugee crisis, which includes a ceasefire and the repatriation of refugees in Myanmar's capital with other diplomats. The Bangladesh Foreign Ministry didn't directly address China's plan, but said that Bangladesh remains engaged bilaterally with Myanmar for the solution of the problem and will look forward to China's support for the early return of the Rohingyans to the homeland in Myanmar with dignity and safety. So a little bit of context is that these Rohingyan Muslims literally have no place to go. There were 600,000 Rohingyan Muslims in Myanmar until recently when the whole exodus happened and Myanmar said, we will not house you anymore. And Bangladesh opened its doors. And now there's so many Rohingyans in Bangladesh that Bangladesh is like, we need to find a solution to this and send them back to where they belong with grace and dignity. So there's China who's mediating the efforts between these two countries, Myanmar and Bangladesh. Next piece of the news is 7-Eleven becomes a bike sharing hub in Japan. The convenience store is partnering with SoftBank's Hello Cycling. The company is rolling out services in 9 outlets in Saitama, which is north of Tokyo. And if this clicks, it will roll the same thing out across larger metropolitan areas. Bike sharing is huge actually in China and Japan. In fact, even in Sydney, I usually, during the weekends, bike my way to different parts of the city. And it's very simple. You just need to scan a QR code, unlock the bike that is next to you. They're usually located on an app and are usually present in most popular areas. So once you get on that bike, go wherever you want. You reach your destination, stop, lock your bike, and sign out of the app. It's pretty cheap as well. It's just $2 to $3 for every 30 minutes or 1 hour if I'm not wrong. So bike sharing, yes, that's big. Donald Trump has brought his feud up with North Korea back in the limelight. The US president designated Kim Jong-un's regime as a state sponsor of terrorism, which carries the threat of new US sanctions. That's right, North Korea was previously on the list of terrorism-based countries, but then was taken off by George W. Bush. Now Donald Trump has put North Korea back on the list. Other nations on this list include Iran, Sudan, and Syria. Putting North Korea back on the list of state sponsors of terror ups the anti-Trump and Kim Jong-un's public debate, which is sometimes a veer towards the personal. The North Korean dictator reportedly dismissed Trump as old, to which the US president responded with short and fat. That's right, this time he's gone further than just calling him short and fat. He's placed North Korea in the list of state-sponsored terrorism countries, yeah, which is very, very serious and a move that hasn't been undertaken since 1988. General Electric is firing half of its board. CEO John Flannery will eliminate 9 of its 18 members and add 3 more new directors for a total of 12. So basically 18 board members down to 9, and then there's going to be 3 new ones. The objective of this is to streamline decision-making and bring in new perspectives. Companies continually refresh board seats, but removing 9 at once is virtually unheard of, particularly for a company as established as GE. The CEO was recently removed, actually, or replaced, and earlier this year in June, and already such a big move by the new CEO, who's John Flannery. It'll be interesting to see how this turns out and what the response of the board is like. Last piece on the news is Prasun Joshi discusses the Padmavati row and says that putting all the pressure on the CBFC is unfair. Currently, the CBFC has sent the film back to the producers because the documentation was said to be incomplete. This is about Padmavati, guys, in case you didn't really catch it. Padmavati, which is starring Deepika Padukone, Shahid Kapoor, and Ranveer Singh, has actually seen a lot of problems in the past and was set to release on December 1st, but it's not going to be released on the same date anymore because the Rajputs have a problem with this and apparently the movie has painted their king and queen in a very bad light. So that's it. And speaking about this, the chairman of CBFC, Central Board of Film Certification, Prasun Joshi, said that putting all the pressure on the board is unfair. Joshi also said that the censor board is trying to resolve the controversy over the film through dialogue and not arguments. So the release is not going to happen on December 1st. It's going to take some more time to watch gorgeous Deepika and handsome Shahid on screen. We'll have to wait. Sanjay Leela Bhansali is always making controversial films, but this one's actually taking a little longer than his other films that usually face some treatment from the censor board. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go. Went to a little longer than I expected, but hope you guys are updated. On the 21st of November, I'm leaving you with Alive in the background. You guys have a great Tuesday morning. I'll see you tomorrow, same time. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. This is your host, Ashwin, signing off.